Areena.
Hello and welcome to All Points North. I'm Zina Iovino. Today we're talking about something central to all our lives, where we live. But right now, the topic of housing is also home to uncertainty. Property prices in Finland have been falling for several years. For some, that's unsettling. For others, it's an opportunity. It's a long-awaited chance to move up the property ladder or even buy a home for the first time. This week, we reported that more old-stock apartments changed hands in October than at any time in the past 3 years. Sales of used homes are picking up for the second month in a row, and in the Helsinki area, they're up nearly 10% from last year. This seems like good news, but prices still aren't moving up much. Selling times are longer than ever, and there are plenty of properties on the market, which is keeping prices in check. If you're a homeowner, the slowdown might be worrying, but if you're renting, maybe this is your moment. So what's going on? After years of high interest rates cooling the market, are buyers finally coming back? There have certainly been some external pressure points. The pandemic reshaped how people live and work. Remote jobs sent many people in Finland looking for more space. And for a while, that pushed prices up, especially outside the cities. Then came the war in Ukraine. Energy costs surged, construction materials became more expensive, and confidence in the economy dipped sharply. For many households, it suddenly felt safer to wait and not buy. But now, with inflation easing and borrowing costs starting to stabilize, some buyers are tiptoeing back in. I started by asking my colleagues here in Pasila what their thoughts were. First up, you'll hear from Matt.
I've been considering getting on the property ladder for a while now. For the past few years, I've been squirreling money away into this ASP account. The ASP scheme is a setup for first-time homebuyers here in Finland. It offers you certain advantages. So there's caps on interest rates. You get a certain growth interest in the account itself year on year. And used to be until the current government came in that the transfer tax would be waived on the first home you bought. So now that's not the case. And this also is a few thousand euros. So it's something else to consider as well.
One thing you heard Matt mention there is the ASP loan, which can be useful for first-time home buyers here. ASP is short for a real mouthful in Finnish, Asuntosäästöpalkkiojärjestelmä. It's a state-backed savings and mortgage program to help young people buy their first place. And with young, I mean those under 45. Basically, you open up an ASP account with your bank and deposit money in it for at least 8 quarters or until you've saved 10% of your future home's price. The bank pays you interest on those savings, and when you're ready to buy, you automatically get a state-backed mortgage and a safety net that helps cover interest costs if rates rise. So it's basically a way to reward patient saving and make that first step onto the housing ladder a little easier. Now, for those on the property ladder, many are watching the market from the sidelines. Here's our producer, Katja.
I'm actually really worried about the real estate market in Finland at the moment because, for example, we bought our flat about 5 years ago, and if we were to sell it now, we would get about 60,000 less. So obviously, we can't sell it now. We need to wait for the situation to become better and really hope that it will become better. And it makes us stuck in the apartment. If we wanted to move to another city or to a bigger apartment, it's pretty much impossible at the moment.
Buying a home is always a big decision, and every country has its own challenges to navigate. I talked to personal finance coach Michael Lutzeier about what he says are some of the pitfalls foreign buyers face in Finland. These include things like housing company rules and understanding the extra costs and taxes involved.
Basically, that in Finland you buy into a bigger company and you have to understand the whole entity and all the implications with that. So you have to understand what is the financial situation of this housing cooperative, how much you will have to pay for it for maintenance charges, but then also think ahead what kind of renovations will come at which state and how much that will affect your portion of the future payments. So that is a big thing, I think. So you buy shares of a bigger entity. Then another thing is the renovations. I think everybody has heard about pipe renovation and so forth, but people are just not aware how expensive they can be. That is also a big frustration of foreigners, I would say. But if we're talking about what is called a traditional pipe renovation, so where everything is renewed, it can easily be above 1,000 euros. But I have seen like very special cases where it has been between 2,000 and 3,000 euros. Of course, there were a lot of like special elements that made it very expensive. So if you have a cooperative with only studios in it, for example, and then you build bathrooms in there or renew them, then it gets more expensive. But yeah, 1,000 euros, I would say, is a good working number.
And before we move on, I should clarify that the sums Michael mentioned there are per square meter. So a pipe renovation in a 50 square meter apartment will cost you 50,000 euros. Owners can usually pay these types of renovation costs off in one go or have them incorporated into their monthly maintenance fees. Amid all the uncertainty in the housing market, some buyers are diving in. One of them is our Brazilian listener, Luis. Here's his take on finally buying a flat in Helsinki after 9 years of renting.
Yeah, I've been renting all these years. And I just start feeling that this is the right time to buy. The prices are the same, if not lower, even of when I arrived. And I just saw that it's quite common for people here to save and buy their own apartments. So I started to educate myself financially and start saving some money and start following the housing market. And the price is quite down since the peak from the pandemic. And then the interest rates, they seem to be stabilizing now for the first time, like in a while. So I felt just that buying felt like really realistic for me to do that. It's not like this distant dream.
Louise brought up an interesting aspect about buying a home in Finland these days. From signing the papers to finalizing the sale, every step was done through online banking credentials. No face-to-face meetings were needed at all.
Don't I do everything online via this DS system, which is pretty cool. I don't even need to see the banker or anything else. So I think it's super. It's like buying, I don't know, chocolate or it's so easy.
And there we heard from upbeat first-time Finnish homebuyer Luis. Like he said, these days you can buy a home online from start to finish. But what about those on the other side of the fence, the people trying to sell their homes in today's market? Hold tight, because this next story from Capital resident Paulina is a tough one.
We bought a two-room apartment from Punavuori in 2021, just before the prices peaked. We had one child at the time and weren't planning to stay in that apartment for very long. In 2024, we tried selling it and we thought we were being very realistic with pricing. Even though we priced it 15% lower than what we paid for, nobody still came to the showings. We decided to stop selling and stay for a bit longer. Only when we had our third child, we really couldn't fit in our home anymore. Apartment below us got sold in spring 2025 for 30% less than what we initially paid for. We thought the best option for us was to put our apartment for rent and rent elsewhere ourselves. Everyone keeps saying it's okay to sell with a big loss since you can also save money in the next one you buy. It's just that family apartments have not lost nearly as much from their value than those expensive city center square meters. I personally don't have very high hopes for the housing market recovery, and I have come to terms with losing a massive amount of money.
The big question is whether buying property in Finland is still a smart move. And has the housing market hit bottom? I asked Joona Widgren, who's a senior economist at OP Group, for his take.
I'd say we are at least very close to the bottom. It is always very hard to say exactly when the price development turns or when is the turning point, but I'd say that we are at least very close to the bottom. Those main factors that drove the prices down in recent years have somewhat reversed already. So we had higher interest rates and lower real wages, and that situation have turned. And then again, on supply side, I think we had quite a lot of new construction until last year or so. And also the amount of new construction have turned, and actually we are building quite a few new apartments at the moment. So I think we are kind of the market is kind of stabilizing and kind of digesting the shocks of recent years. But overall, I think we are at least very close to the bottom.
Finland has the second highest unemployment rate in the EU. I think we're second after Spain. How do you see this real estate situation in Finland compared to other European countries?
Of course, for the housing market, the fragile labor market situation is a bad news. It increases unconfidence in housing markets, and households are probably thinking longer of buying houses or apartments in this kind of situation where we have quite high unemployment rate. But on the other hand, if we look at the labor market, the employment rate and employment is actually not that bad. So one reason of high unemployment rate is that our labor force have increased quite a bit in recent years. So I'd say the labor market is fragile, but it is a bit better than we often think, just based on the unemployment rate figures.
So would you say that real estate is still a sound investment in Finland?
I'd say that especially in bigger cities and in Helsinki region, it is a good investment, especially for your own place to live. I don't see any major issues why it is not a good investment or a good choice to buy your own house, especially in those bigger cities where overall the demand is expected to grow also in the future. We have already seen that the activity in housing market has picked up quite a bit. So the amount of transactions of housing is actually quite close to those typical levels we saw last decade and before the COVID crisis hit. So the housing market in that sense is already getting better, and I think also those who are selling their houses and have had some problems to sell those apartments will probably sell in future, because we still have have demand, especially in bigger cities, and the situation, especially from the activity point of view, is already getting better. So I don't see any reasons why the market overall wouldn't recover in next few years.
So in short, yes, property in Finland can still be a sensible investment if you're buying for the long term, have a stable financial base, and choose the right place. But it's not a sure thing, get rich quick move anymore, if it ever was. Homeowners, though, are still exempt from capital gains tax on profits when selling if they've lived in their home for at least 2 years, which sets home ownership in Finland apart from other asset classes. Now, the market may be tricky, but not everyone's discouraged. Here's Molly.
I'm actually feeling rather positive about the housing market in Helsinki, and I'm thinking of buying something. I think the current situation with the war in Russia and Ukraine, it does damper down the market, but it's also a good time to buy then. And I think Helsinki is a place that is very welcoming to foreigners, and, you know, a really nice, it offers people a really nice standard of living. So I think it's a perfect place to sort of commit to living in. So I'm feeling quite positive about staying in Helsinki.
And on that upbeat note, let us know what you think. As always, our number is +358 44 421 0909. And now for a quick roundup of what has been making the headlines in Finland this week. The IMF sounded a warning for Finland, pointing to spiraling debt and sluggish productivity. The agency expects growth to pick up through 2027, but says the outlook is still uncertain. Finland will join 7 other Nordic and Baltic countries in purchasing $500 million worth of American arms for Ukraine. Volt co-founder Miki Kuusi has once again topped Finland's list of highest earners, according to newly released public tax records. New figures show almost 1 in 3 Finnish retailers bumped up prices before Black Friday, casting doubt on just how real some of those deals are. Finland's tax office is tightening oversight of crypto profits. A record number reported virtual currency income this year, but as many as 100,000 didn't declare these earnings last year. And finally, Alexandra Lindqvist was voted as Finland's Lucia for 2025. A coronation ceremony will be held on Saturday, December 13th at Helsinki Cathedral. From there, Lucia will join a holiday-themed parade through the city center. The weekend's almost here, and as I like to say, what better time to explore what's on Yle's streaming platform, Yle Areena. This week, my tip is Nomadland. It's an Oscar-winning film about retirees struggling to make ends meet as they shuttle between low-paying gigs in the U.S. And that really is all the time we have for today. Thanks to Panu Vilman for putting the show together, and to you for listening to and supporting All Points North. We'll be back again soon. Bye for now.